And lots of cowboys, of course. And that's why originally New Zealand contacted you, because I suppose, now they even contacted you before the last game, right? So
yeah,
they wanted to talk about the big story in the NFL, which is the Dallas Cowboys. All right, let's pot them up and just listen and see if they can hear us. Or
help us out.
Yeah.
Welfare.
Yeah.
See, welfare state can't help it. It's the national anthem. Pick yourselves up, New Zealand.
You're listening live to the...
Right.
They can hear us.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we can hear each. How's that? The satellites are working, everybody. Those boys at NASA, they've been working hard. That's why you do maths, everybody.
Our American friends.
Yes, we're going to the ticket, 1310 AM Sports Radio in Dallas, Texas. G'day, America. I've always wanted to say that. How you doing?
Howdy.
Hello, New Zealand.
Howdy.
Hey.
You've never said howdy
don't
in your
life. Don't they want us to sound Texan?
Let's say hello to, now, my name is Dan, and we're saying hello to Nate, Monty, and Smithy.
Yes, that's us.
That's correct. You're onto it. And I'll tell you, it's such a special day for us. The whole of our country here in New Zealand is so relieved that Tony Romo's resumed training. That really gets us out of bed, that, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, like, New Zealand actually follows the Dallas Cowboys, or is it the entirety of the NFL? Tell us how
popular. Or not
at
all.
Well, I can tell you that, this is Nate speaking, I've been a Dallas Cowboys fan since 1988 when a friend of mine, Greg from Oklahoma, who was out here on a Rotary Exchange, said to me, "You have to be a fan of the Cowboys." I didn't realize that he was basically making me a Yankees and Manchester United fan for that there as well. But no, I was a huge, I had a Mark Tuinei shirt. He was my favorite, still my favorite Cowboy of all time. So no, I'm the Cowboys fan that loves it. What were they doing in sending him back into a game with a buggered back last week?
Yeah,
what were they doing?
We don't know. It's a situation where the docs get involved and Jerry's down there. I mean, you know Jerry, Nate. You know how this works. He wants Romo back in the game.
Did you see the game last week with Brandon Whedon? That's why they sent Romo back in the game, because Whedon has nothing.
So gentlemen, in New Zealand, please give us an idea of how many Cowboy games one could watch there, or maybe in more general terms, the NFL.
Oh, well, we get a couple of feeds that come through. We get them HD. We get a game that comes on our Monday, which, of course, is it Red Zone? You know, the one in the morning where you get everything.
Yeah.
But you have to, well, for us, it's on in the morning, you see, but you got to have the sound on, because otherwise it's like, what the hell? It's like standing in a Best Buy or something, have someone switching channel all the time. So we get that. We get the Monday Night Football game, which, of course, is on our Tuesday, which is perfect for us on a morning show, because we head home and it's on at lunchtime. The Super Bowl is always on for us right at midday. It's quite perfectly done. It's fantasy football's come in, so a lot of people getting picked up with that. But mate, I just want to know what you guys think about, so the Cowboys are playing over in London. Is it a bit for you, or you're a bit like, why are you in the UK?
A bit, but we do understand the NFL hopes to go global, and they're trying to promote their product with regular season football. They've always played preseason football over there, and I believe they're trying to send some of their better teams as well, just to, what would you say, grease the skids, or just to prepare for eventually having a team over there.
We're headed to Wellington next.
Yeah, oh, yes, I'll be there for that.
Nice. My American friends over there, you spoke about how many NFL games we get. Did you watch your mighty USA Eagles go to work last week against the All Blacks and the great game of rugby?
Did you know there was rugby on?
We heard about it.
We did not.
No, but we are very familiar with the All Blacks.
Yeah?
Well, just from...
How familiar?
From the standpoint of the haka, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we know about the haka.
The pregame.
That's the pregame dance. In fact, there's at least one local high school that plays high school football here. But I believe there is some level of a pregame haka that they do that I assume they totally stole from the All Blacks. Right?
Do you know, I've seen footage of those guys on YouTube. It's quite incredible. It's like, they get into it too. It's supposed to be, the whole spirit of it is, I'm gonna keep going until I die, is basically what that's supposed to say. So it's the whole, you have to kill me to stop me, is really what it's saying.
And did you guys start that?
Yeah, yeah, it's part of our culture, part of the Maori culture here in New Zealand. Yeah, and I think, but also right through Polynesia, because I know there's a lot, you know, Samoa and Tonga have those as well, and I know there's a big Tongan population there as well. But we're always stunned when we see that footage from Dallas, you know, from Texas there, of your high school football with those incredible stadiums you've got. Geez, those kids are spoiled.
I was even going to ask, what kind of size does the average rugby stadium have there?
See, for us, I mean, we're only a country of, well, I mean, our population's 4.5 million, I think we're at. So, I mean, the biggest one that we had was, you know, when it's Rugby World Cup time, we had 65,000 in there in Auckland. There, but mainly they're probably 20s, 30s, you know, at the most, really, for, I think, for most of our games, which would be similar to, like, what am I thinking here? Maybe your AAA size games?
Maybe.
Rather than major league sort of ones, your major ones, you're up around your 30s, 35. So, not huge, because we just don't have the people to go.
You need more procreation. That's all.
Trying.
When you guys rolled into the All Blacks rolled into Soldier Field, was that a really big deal for you guys? Did you sit down and check that out?
Yeah, it was really cool because, I mean, yeah, for a lot, it's a place you never get to see the All Blacks play. And I think it was quite neat because most of the build-up stories, it'll probably be with you guys. You know, when you get deep into the season and you're trying to come up with some angle on them and all the guy comes back with this, yeah, I mean, everybody's playing hard. We're all playing hard.
Right.
Well, everybody's, you know, trying to do their best. So you sort of mainly get those sort of things. But with our ones, I think we must have looked like such yokels because we were walking around and going, so what did you think of it this week? It was cool. We saw some buildings we hadn't seen. We had a deep dish pizza. Met Oprah.
No one knew who they were.
Yeah. There's a big lake over. It's really windy. So, no, we had a good time. And it was quite good because I think everyone who took off to America there, basically, you know, the amount of Kiwis living over there, they all made their way there to Chicago and had a great time. So it was, it was good fun. I was surprised it sold out. I honestly was. I thought to myself, there is no way they are going to sell even half of the seats in that. So it was a pleasant surprise.
So we are broadcasting simulcasting with New Zealand Radio. This is your radio station called?
Live Sport. Live Sport Radio New Zealand.
Live Sport Radio.
And you're Nate?
Yes.
We're talking to Nate?
Yes, that's me.
And which one of you guys actually is a professional rugby dude?
I used to play rugby league. Monty? I used to play rugby league so many years ago for the Warriors. But I've got a question, an important question too for Donovan. I've got to say, Donovan, I like your haircut. And I'm sporting the same sort of haircut, not by choice.
All right. Me either.
And I know there's a segment that you do, Ask a Black Guy. So I always wanted to know, ask a Black Guy, how do they get the head so shiny, champ?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just natural juices and berries. I think that's how it goes.
See, because Monty's Polynesian. He just can't quite get the shine. I mean, he's gone for it.
Shine.
You guys, your heads are awesome shaved. In fact, Michael Jordan tricked the whole world into shaving their hair and then went, oh, man, we look bad.
So. Not many black people in New Zealand. Is that true?
No, they're usually, I think they're the two guys that we've imported to play in our basketball team in the Australian League.
Yeah.
And yet the team name would suggest so many different things.
Yeah, do you think that's why they sold out in Chicago? Because they thought all the blacks were in Chicago, so they just ran to the stadium.
Jordan's back.
You know what, though? We had an American guy, Tab Baldwin, who was fantastic, and he was the coach of our basketball team. You see, the All Blacks have done so well that what happens is that all the other teams go, right, let's go with the nickname that's like that. So our basketball team are actually, this is true, our national team are called the Tall Blacks. But he kind of said, he went, yeah, but when you have a look at us, actually, we're kind of the short to medium browns is really, but it's less catchy.
Yes, that's true. No, you won't forget that nickname, and I would imagine the merchandise shops do quite well.
Yeah.
Well, I think I need one of those shirts. So where is Live Sports Studios? Are you guys in Wellington or Auckland, or where are you?
Two of us are in Auckland, and the other one is in Hastings there. So he's about, I'm just trying to put it in miles, he's about 400 miles away. So we kind of have a little Skype system where we wave to each other, and that's something to let each other know we want to come in. So, yeah, we're spread around. That's the way we get it done. So Smithy's the one who's in Hawke's Bay. Yeah.
That is me talking now, fellas. That is me talking now, and I can tell you we've also got a badminton team called the Black Cocks. Get your head around that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need one of those shirts. Please send me one of those. I'll take it.
Now, listen. Now, Dan, I'm talking to Dan here because I've been reading a bit about Dan. He's got a Cleveland background, so we have to know how the new LeBron thing's going there. But, mate, you're a sports site. You're a graduate in sports science. So you like the show's John Brinkus. Is that what you bring to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Explain what you just said.
The sports science. Well, are you the sports scientist?
No, but I am the sports scientist. More really the sports humorist of the show, if you want to be honest.
Okay.
When we need a dose of humor.
You're not the technical man.
Right.
Okay. You're not the tech...
Right, I have a vast, a varied history, but yeah, I am an expert on all things LeBron. I do want to say also that I have seen one New Zealand-based movie, and I am positive Bob hasn't, but are you guys familiar with Once Were Warriors?
Yeah.
Great movie.
My friend Ray is one of the first guys he beats up in the bar there, that was quite cool.
Oh, you know that guy for real?
Yeah, Ray. Yeah. Yeah, Ray got a smack there. It's cool.
Okay. If you like domestic violence...
That's the film for you. Hey, if you're still proudly wearing a Ravens jersey, that's the film for you.
Great sports tie-in. Yeah. These guys are the breakfast
of champions. Is that all you think of our beautiful country? Domestic violence, Once Were Warriors, plenty of beers.
I think
a lot of drinking and domestic violence.
If we may play the stereotype
it's a great movie.
I would go with Lord of the Rings, Russell Crowe, and maybe just a dose of Sir Edmund Hillary. How about that?
Yeah, that one. What was the weird one with all the blue people as well they made in Wellington?
Avatar?
The Navi. Yeah, Avatar. Yeah, that was one of those.
And I also think of Steven Adams from the Oklahoma City Thunder, right?
Yes. Woo! Yeah, Steven.
Oh, are you guys NBA guys at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, the following Steven getting into the draft was really exciting for us because obviously we've never really had we've had a couple of guys sniffing around in the draft there before, but to actually get to see Steven, to get him going there as well, and also we do like the way that he's nice and stone cold when someone punches him. We love that. It's great fun.
Yeah, we're going to the game tomorrow night up in Oklahoma City. We'll tell him you said hi.
Yeah, do that. Just yell out chur. Chur is your general New Zealand brown person for hello, good one, way to get. Just chur. Can you give me a chur?
Chur. Are we allowed to say chur. It? At least.
Yeah. No, totally. Like,
the N word.
No, don't
gotta
worry.
Be a soft R.
Yeah, chur. That weird little.
All right, we are simulcasting radio stations. We are The Ticket in Dallas.
We have new best friends in New
Dallas,
Zealand,
Texas,
now.
That is. And this is live sport radio in New Zealand. Nate, Monty, and Smithy are hooking up with Bob, Dan, and Donovan.
Good dudes.
They seem like the best of guys.
Good dude.
What do you think of... I see you have a couple of voices you threw out there, maybe. We all will change our tone of voice. But the Texan. Can you imitate a Texan? How would you talk about the Cowboys if you were popular thing to do to imitate?
See, I'm gonna slightly embarrass myself here. I can say I lived in Calgary for a little bit, and the place where I live, my brother was an Aggie. So I'll try my very best to kind of do it. But you know what? You're gonna laugh because it's gonna be about 15 states in the wrong direction. But I think it was like, if I'm thinking Jimmy Johnson, like, how about them Cowboys? Kind of thing. How did I go?
Well, that is not bad at all.
I thought Jimmy was on the line.
That's awesome. We could see the hair. We could see everything right there.
Because anytime we try to do New Zealand, someone will tell us, no, you're doing Australia, or no, that's England, or...
Well, let us hear it. Let us hear it.
What are you?
Give us chips.
Go.
Go ahead.
Give us a New Zealand.
Good day, mate.
Yeah, no, that's...
tell him the truth.
That was a very poor effort.
You know what?
Thank you.
Well, where's all the black people?
Hey, chur. Hang on, I have
like
one.
Utopia.
I have one. Chur.
There you go.
Thank you.
Number one. You guys, I'll tell you what. We have to go because I think satellite time's all booked up for us. But it's been a pleasure. Let's catch up again next week.
You're kicking us off? Ticket.
Let's do it
it's
again.
It's 12:46 on Thursday lunchtime for them. 12:46 on Thursday lunchtime.
We love you guys.
7:46. And Smithy managed to say Black Cox on American radio. Awesome.
Oh, they caught us down.
High five.
I think he called us.
They pulled the plug out of the wall.
Black Cocks.
Wow. Man, I'm
there's only one of those.
Now that's fun morning radio. See, I can do morning radio.
I'm a little exhausted.
Morning radio is fun.
They are wacky. One guy 400 miles away. He's just sitting back chilling.
Probably in his pajamas, hey. Like we've always dreamed.
Smithy?
Yeah. Smithy
appeared to be
That's
on.
Where we will truly be living in the future when we can all just do that. And we can all just be anywhere. Sitting there in your footy PJs just
like
doing radio.
Like we'd be in New Zealand.
Maybe in New Zealand.
With a universal clock.
All right, so now we have friends in New Zealand. We will certainly call upon them at a point of our choosing in the near future.
Hey, strong Cowboys segment, that was.
That really was,
We
yeah.
talked about Romo.
Nobody's
talked
getting
about,
that take.
What is
right. Jimmy Johnson?
What is
fake Jimmy?
What is New Zealand's reaction to this Week 10 clash with the Jacksonville Jaguars?